talk. And
okay.
This is the most exciting part of every show, where we end the first hour in preparation of the second hour. Go ahead. Just do it while I'm talking. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's weird how it ends up. There's like delay and non-delay.
So, and we have no idea when one starts and when the other one ends.
Yeah.
This is, if you're listening now, you're probably listening to the beginning of the second segment of the...
We hope.
Greatest submission show.
Why don't we explain why we do that?
Yes. No. Why? No. Let's not explain that. No.
Do you
want
to explain how to submit right now?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
There are two ways to submit to Hear Here. You can send us a CD, or you can send us an MP3. I like the CDs for a variety of reasons. One, I like to see how CDs are packaged. I think it's interesting. And also, when I'm finished with the CD, I will put it in the Kill Radio library so all the other Kill Radio DJs have access to it, and it will stay there in perpetuity. Perpetuity, the word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all there is to it. You send it to Kill Radio, attention Mark and John, or attention Hear Here, or attention What's Up? 3806.
We do have a show called What's Up, I think. It's a new show.
Do we really?
Yeah, it's coming on Saturdays.
Oh. Right.
So don't do that.
3806 Beverly Boulevard, Room 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And, of course, this information is all available at myspace.com/hear_hear, HEAR_HERE. Mark.
Yeah. And also, you might want to see what information you might want to include with your submission, whether it's CD or MP3. That information also is at our MySpace page.
Yes, if you send a CD, it would be helpful if you include your MySpace, your email, your website. Also, recommend two tracks. Depending on the time and number of submissions, I'll probably play two tracks. And if you don't tell me, I'm just going to play the first two. So, unless I'm feeling the number four that day, because I like four.
Yeah, now for MP3s, what I like to use is an MP3s only, please. I got some Windows.
None of that WMA.
Yeah, I got some Windows media files the other day, and I can't play them. It's not that I won't play them; I just can't. Anyway, so you can. I like this website called YouSendIt.com. It's just how it spells: YouSendIt.com. You upload your track there. Use my email address as the recipient. It's MarkMERC@killradio.org, and be sure to make sure you're. Not only your MP3 that the file itself is tagged, but you also want to make sure that the MP3 is tagged, which means the tags that show up when you open it in iTunes or Winamp or whatever. I got one the other day that had no tagging at all, and I had to figure it out. And I was downloading a whole bunch. I had to go back and retrace my steps. And just a kind of a – I guess it's a new habit we have to get into is make sure we tag our MP3s, because there's the file. If you just name the file, that isn't – affect the tag at all.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't, when you download it,
you have to go
into
a whole area that it's like this information is embedded within the MP3 that any MP3 media player will know to draw out and display correctly.
Right. Well, if you have trouble tagging it, at least include with your information the name of the song.
You
and then
usually
Mark can probably tag it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
tell us more about your amazing MP3 project.
So yeah, be sure to include your this is going to sound redundant or maybe silly to even tell you to do this, but
redundant
today this evening. Be sure to include your band name or your artist name, pronunciation if you think it's necessary, part of the world where you are, wherever it is, an email address that is separate from MySpace, and then any sort of contact information we can pass on to our listeners, like your MySpace page or our website address. And I think that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
again, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Now let's go into some music.
Please. This is out of London, Ontario, Canada. This is a band called Golden Death Music. They won the competition over Silver Death Music, so that's why they got to have that name.
And if you've heard Bronze Death Music, it really sucks.
But these guys are great. They're out of, again, London, Ontario, Canada. This is a song called Waking Nightmare. You're listening to Hear Here, killradio.org. Are we on?
Yeah.
I wasn't looking. I was too busy stopping the music.
First
sorry.
Day.
I know. I'm sorry.
That,
I'm such an amateur.
By the way, was awesome. I need
that was
to get
nice.
More
yeah.
of that. Hey, Golden Death Music. Send me a CD because I'll keep it and I'll play it and I'll like it.
Great. John likes it.
That's it's actually kind of an it's funny while that was playing, you and I were talking about stereotypes and how people make assumptions about mm-hmm. us based on looks and behavior and stuff like that. And it's interesting because this band is called Golden Death Music.
Right, I had
and
an assumption.
Before you played it, I definitely had an assumption about it that was let's say far removed from what it actually is.
Right. But maybe they mean Golden Death in terms of the Nirvana sense.
Well, I'm just saying.
We'll have to ask them.
It's interesting. It's interesting how we make assumptions about things.
Constantly.
So yeah. Thank you, Golden Death Music.
Yeah, that was good. We heard two tracks. That was called Endless Dream, and then before that was Waking Nightmare. And again, they're out of London, Ontario, Canada, myspace.com/Golden Death Music. That's an easy one to remember. And you're listening to...
Here.
John and Mark on... Here. I almost said my show name.
You almost said Close Your Eyes?
Yeah.
When's Close Your Eyes on?
Fridays, 12 to 2. The same time, but on Fridays from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, music, meditation, conversation.
It's funny. I was listening to your show live. And,
yeah, that was weird.
And I really liked the music that you were playing.
Uh-huh.
And it was really funny because I sent you an instant message, and it was obvious to me when you were reading it. Because you would,
it's the worst.
You wouldn't stop your show. I mean, you have to not pay attention to that shit. Because it was like, I was like,
normally,
hey, man, what's up? The show sounds great. And you're like, you're doing your part of the show where you're like, and that's why your connection with your higher power
shut up,
is extremely important because it makes your life a good thing that is positive.
I know, and then you nailed
and then
it.
I hear the background clickety clackety click because you're
typing right.
Back.
You can hear it? Oh, man. So, well, I hate to leave open-ended conversations. Like, I hate when you ask something and then no one ever responds because they're, like, distracted. Like, hey, so, or likewise when someone asks you, what are you doing? And I don't hear it. But then by the time I hear it, it's, like, too late.
I'm always surprised when people don't respond to emails because I respond to everything. Even if I don't have the answer, like, sorry, I don't have the answer. You know,
oh,
like,
right.
Respond by, like, oh, you know, I'm really in the middle of something. I'll get back to you later. You know what I mean? Like, that's just polite, I think.
But then I was trying not to laugh because you totally caught me trying to read.
I wrote, ha-ha, I distracted you.
And do my show at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. No, your show is good. I was really enjoying listening to it. I was disappointed that I distracted you.
I know. I'm not that much of a professional,
so,
I guess.
So, yeah, so that's Fridays, 12 to 2.
Yeah, and then your show.
The day before, Thursdays, 10 to 12. I DJ for an hour from 10 to 11, and then from 11 to 12, I interview an L.A.-based musician or band.
And then from 12 to 1, you have cleanup hour.
yeah, and afterwards, I usually play an archive of the people who do that.
Which
is a very funny political comedy show, and they're normally on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. No, at 7 o'clock. And then after that, I usually play an archive of your show as well.
Yeah, Close Your Eyes, which also this show is double run on the show. This actual one is re-webcast.
Yes.
The following Friday.
Yes, we are making it our mission to make sure that Kill Radio is nothing if not unpredictable. No, predictable.
Redundantly unpredictable.
Not
unpredictable.
We want you to know what you're listening to and whether or not it's live. I think that's a nice thing about it, you know, if it's an internet radio station. By the way, you're listening to Here, and it is live. Unless, of course, you're listening to the
archive,
which you downloaded from myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HEERE. Just by going to the blog on our MySpace, we'll have a link to the page, which will also be for a couple of weeks, usually, well, a week or two, visible on the killradio.org homepage. You can go to it from that as well. Let's go to some more music, because that's what we do. People send us music, and we play it. It's really, really not that complicated.
No questions asked.
It's funny, because I was trying to explain Here to somebody recently. I think it was at the LA Music Awards, and they were asking me, you know, saying, yeah, people send us music, and we just play it on the air, and it doesn't matter what genre it is or anything like that. They send it, and we play it. And they're like, yeah, but, like, you listen to it beforehand. I'm like, no, not really. No.
I think I do more than you do.
Yeah. Every once in a blue moon I do. But I kind of like being surprised. I like discovering it first because that way, you know, if it's something that, like, completely blew my mind afterwards,
right.
I can be like, oh, that completely blew my mind without it sounding fakey because I had already heard
it
and I was just prepared to tell everyone how great it was, you know. Anyway, this is Laura Weinbach, And who I did she see, is in
who
LA.
I did
you
see
saw her
by the way
live recently, right?
Yeah, at the Silver Lake Lounge last Tuesday when Elephone was there.
Awesome.
Who we played last week. And then her, she was there too.
Her website is myspace.com/Laura Weinbach, LauraWeinbach. And she sounds an awful lot like this on Hear Hear.
Daisies smile bright while roses fall. Subtle wind begins to take flight. When morning glories whisper the secrets of night, black Susan's wait with second sight. Sight. But the cat.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
And 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're here.
KillRadio.org. That was Lara Weinbach. MySpace.com/ Lara Weinbach, WEINBACH. Ooh, the phone is ringing.
Do you want me to answer it?
Sure.
All right. Here, here. Is Laura here? At KillRadio.org?
For me?
Is that Laura? You're asking for Laura who? Weinbach?
Well, that's what I said.
I didn't hear you say the last name, sir. I'm sorry. No, she wouldn't be here. That was a recording.
Are you recording?
That was a recording of her performing. What's your name?
Okay, nothing matter my name. I'm looking for Lady Laura Hauser.
Oh, I guess you have the wrong number, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Is your phone number 213-252-0998?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I tell you what. I received a bill here. Oh, I was opened by mistake because I thought it was my own telephone.
Right.
And the address is... 11948.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the person that appears in the account is Laura. So you know anything, what's going on?
Is 11948 the C address?
Oh, my God.
What was the address again?
What was the address again? 11948 Washington Boulevard?
Right, which just happened to be my address.
Uh-huh.
And
oh.
It says also Laura Hauser, PR Kill Radio.
That uh-huh. is the... That is the C address. I mean, it's similar to the C address.
Yeah, you know, I think they did the address wrong, because I think you're calling
out. Give him over to Bennett.
Yeah, let me give you someone who can help you. One sec.
Okay.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
What it is we're a nonprofit, and it sounds like
So anyway, sorry for that little interlude. It was a misplaced mail adventure over here on here at killradio.org. We were just playing Laura Weinbach, myspace.com/Laura Weinbach, and... We are going to go on to some more new music.
What?
Here on killradio.org.
Well, I am too. Give me a moment.
What do we have here is an act called...
Don't tell me to hurry up.
Marcelo...
I want to do it too because you're actually interrupting me from doing my work as well. All right, well, you know what? I can hang up right now and not help you.
Oh, my. Good times. There's an adventure going on in the background here live on our radio show. Let's see. Playground Slap is who we're going to play. This is exciting. We'll tell you all about it as soon as Mark gets off the phone helping this fine gentleman. Playground Slap is who I'm playing right now on here, killradio.org. Wait, give me a second.
What happened, John?
It's a selected to tracks. Wait, should I play the CD or should do you want to tell us?
No, it's not worth sharing.
No? Okay, this is Playground Slap, and you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Sorry for the confusion.
hypnotized, living for the living.
KillRadio.org. That's name of that band is The Playground Slap. I want to read a little thing from the sleeve that they submitted with their submission. It says, in its six-year span, Playground Slap concocted a strange groove of a Jamulian brew of peculiar funk, rock with many nods to psychedelia, rap and jazz with sprinkles of country and Latin sway, brooding songs with catchy sounds aloft, a swingingly stiff, often atonal mess of introspection and parody. These intrepid, self-taught, new funking wave brothers delivered a unique version of romanticism bounce to eager, strained ears in the San Diego area. During their tenure, 1982 to 1988, they shared the stage with bands like Midnight Oil, Fishbone, Ministry, Camper Van Beethoven, Adrian Belew's The Bears, and many others. And I guess they're back, currently rehearsing new material. So thanks for your submission to Playground Slap.
Yes.
And the information is myspace.com/playgroundslap. So just to clear up the confusion,
without making a big deal about it, should we just
switch? We were playing Laura Weinbach,
right?
And then the phone rang, and someone asked for Laura. So we figured it was a fan. But then it got dark.
And then it got weird.
Yeah.
And we think what happened is, you know, we're part of we're a nonprofit basically, and our fiscal sponsor is a group by the name of Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs, which are on Washington Boulevard. And he gave an address that sounded very similar. I wasn't able to confirm it in time.
And he was asking for another person named Laura, not the Laura Weinbach they were playing.
Yeah. And so...
And he got confused, and we were like, we just played Laura.
And then
Laura.
When I was trying to look up...
It's like a Seinfeld episode or
something. Yeah, I was trying to look up their phone number to pass on to him and let them know. But now thinking about it, I think all I did, the phone company just sent him our phone bill.
Yeah.
And should have went to that address.
Dickwad opened it.
Yeah, and then started to be a dickwad about it when he told me to hurry up. And I'm like, I'm going to go, dude, you're interrupting my show right now.
And I put him on the air thinking he was a fan of Laura Weinbach.
Right.
And then I realized that he was not, and that was awkward. And that's what it's like when you produce and engineer your own radio.
And also you have no quality control because you'd put anything on the air, really, like we just did, a phone conversation.
Yeah. Well, that guy was a dick. That's the official hear-hear determination of that situation. Getting in the way of us playing cool music and make for an awkward transition
between the very talented Laura Weinbach
and the very talented Playground Slap.
Yes, we don't got a lot of time left, so I think we should go to music.
I agree.
This is a band called Electric Rabbit out of Los Angeles, finally.
That's in California.
Yes. Now, their MySpace page is myspace.com/WeAreElectricRabbit, all one word. This song called Spitball, you're listening to Hear Hear,
KillRadio.org. Org.
Just the big sound you remember. I remember little ones too. Lackland's noon siren. And those zillions of strange Texas bugs you hear at night when you're on security guard. And those strange voices on the radio.
Who's your favorite out of all the celebrities you've worked with?
I don't know.
We've been chasing you forever, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
When those celebrities are on, do you actually get to be there in the same sound booth with them?
I don't know.
Oh,
On killradio.org.
Thank you. That was a band called Christmas in March. They're out of a label in Sacramento. I believe the label's called Woodtunes. MySpace.com/Woodtunes. The song's called March of the Morning Show DJs. Before that, we heard Electric Rabbit, Los Angeles. MySpace.com/WeAreElectricRabbit. That was a song called Spitball. The song, it was 2:18 and it went boom. Just was fast. Right, it was good. Yep.
Yeah. So I have here a couple of compilations from a label called Painfully Midwestern Records out of Missouri.
Oh, sweet.
And so what I'm going to try to do, there's one double CD set and compilation called the Como Music Anthology from Painful Midwestern Records. And then there's another compilation called Das Compilation. So I'm going to try to play one track from each of these CDs. So at random, I've selected some tracks to play. This is a track from the Das Compilation CD by a band called Witch's Hat. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Just trying.
No. You wait your turn. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. That was Witch's Hat from the Dust compilation album off of Painfully Midwestern Records. You can go to painfullymidwestern.com or comomusic.com. I'm going to play some tracks from this other Como Music Painfully Midwestern compilation called the Como Music Anthology. I don't understand what the relationship is between these two organizations, but it's a positive one.
Symbiotic.
We were just listening to a band called Witch's Hat. The name of that track was escaping me at the moment. Dance Machine. And I'm going to play now a band called Trebuchet. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. And it's called Stepping Out. So stay tuned. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. That was Trebuchet stepping out from the Como Music compilation from Painfully Midwestern Records. They have a MySpace too, myspace.com/painfullymidwestern. And all of the friends there are links to all of the bands that they have in these compilations. So I'm going to give you one more. This is from the second CD. This is a band called Monte Carlos or Montes Carlos. the name of the track is 69 Ways to Kill Your Lover. Which is sweet, really, when you think about it. Okay, I just thought about it. I'm not sure I was right about that.
Incurable disease, yeah.
Yeah,
it's very loving.
That's what I was going for.
I know.
Here, killradio.org. Here, here on killradio.org.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Painfully Midwestern Records, for sending us these compilations. Sounds like there's a lot of good music on it. Many, many different bands on there. We just played three, Monte Carlos, Trebuchet, and Witch's Hat. And you can get all their information probably from the MySpace/Painfully Midwestern out of Missouri.
Yep.
Painfully Midwestern.
Painfully. We have 2 minutes, and I have 7 minutes of music.
Okay, play it fast.
No.
I have another CD to play after this, too, so we're going to have to go
okay,
over.
That's fine.
That's just the way it is.
That's what's great about working for a nonprofit independent radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do whatever we want.
Yes.
And also because no one's coming after us.
Yes.
This is a band called Wood out of Batavia, Illinois.
I like it already.
That's a line I would say, actually.
I learned from the best.
I'm gang you up.
Sorry about
Who's
that.
Who's playing? Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The CD was
great.
That
scared me. I thought I already started playing.
See, we're the hosts, right? But we're also the program directors. We're also receive the submissions.
We're also the interns who answer the fucking phone.
And we're also the interns.
God.
We're our own interns. All right.
I'm sexually harassing myself.
This is what I meant to bring up was your level.
Okay. This song called Skechers, band called Wood, Batavia, Illinois, myspace.com/woodtunes. Old one word.
Let's do this.
Here, killradio.org.
On killradio.org.
.org. That was Zuvim Groove out of Israel. I don't know what city. Does it say it here? No, it doesn't even say on their MySpace page. That was a song called A Girl from Peru. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Zuvim, Z-V-O-O-V-I-M, Groove.
Which means many Zvooves.
Really?
Well, it means more than one.
Oh, thank you. And then before that, we heard Wood. Wood. We heard Wood. A song called Skechers.
I really liked it. That had such a like infectious beat to it.
They're out of Batavia, Illinois, myspace.com/woodtunes. And John, I think you have another song.
I do. I have one final CD. We're a little bit over time, but that's par for the course here at Here
on
killradio.org. Just because we have so many submissions and we think we can get through them all, but then we also have many mildly amusing anecdotes that we have to put in the middle. But let's go right back to music. This is a band called Zodiac Death Valley, and you can check out more information on them from zodiacdeathvalley.com.
I'm
Here. That was great. I like that. That was. I'm liking a lot of music these days. I know. But I like Zodiac Death Valley. It was really well thought out. Textured is my word of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm all about textured music today. So that's Zodiac Death Valley. I'm assuming they didn't really send us any information, but I'm assuming it's myspace.com/Zodiac Death Valley. And on their CD here, it says www.zodiacdeathvalley.com. And they're out of San Francisco. That's it. That's here for today.
Let's thank all the bands, John.
Thank you, the Zodiac Death Valley, Zvuvim Groove, Wood, Montes Carlos, Trebuchet, Witch's Hat, Christmas in March, Electric Rabbit, Playground Slap, Laura Weinbach, Golden Death Music, The Rick Murray Band, Belladonna, Conch, Ryan Orr, and Inner Surge.
And that guy who called in.
Oh, yeah, and that guy who called in.
That we thought was a fan of Laura's.
But turned out to just be a guy.
A hateful guy. Impatient.
A hateful, hateful man. So, that's it. We'll be back next week, as we are every week.
Also, this show will be re-webcast Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, right after my show Close Your Eyes, which is from 12 to 2.
And in about an hour, you can also download it from myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. So tell all your friends to submit music to us, because we love playing it.
We love giving control of our playlist over to you guys.
Yes. In fact, we're not really even competent to do it ourselves.
Well, obviously, see how we muffed up. I just made that up. Is that real? Muffed up the show today, really, right?
No. It was an excellent show.
It was excellently muffed.
Turn it off.
Should I turn it off? Okay. Am I talking too much?